Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, April 15th. The Coma Galaxy Cluster is like a cosmic iceberg. What you see is impressive, but what you don't see is even more impressive. The cluster is centered more than 300 million light-years away, and it spans 25 million light-years. It contains thousands of individual galaxies. Many of them are far bigger and heavier than our own galaxy, the Milky Way. But in the 1930s, German astronomer Fritz Zwicky found something odd. He measured the motions of individual galaxies within the cluster. They were zipping along much too fast to be held in check by the gravity of the visible galaxies. They should all fly away from each other. Zwicky concluded that something else was acting as a sort of gravitational glue. He called it dark matter, matter that couldn't be seen, but that exerted a gravitational pull on the visible matter around it. It took decades to confirm that finding. And even today, we don't know what dark matter really is. The leading idea says it's some type of subatomic particle. But despite many years of searching, no such particle has been found. All we know for sure is that dark matter accounts for about 85% of all the matter in the universe, the vast hidden depths of the cosmic iceberg. The Coma Cluster is in Coma Berenices. The constellation is in the east at nightfall. It's above brilliant Arcturus, the brightest star of Bootes, and to the lower left of Leo, the lion. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.